Good afternoon. It is 3:03 p.m. We are back on the record for the formal hearing continuation of OPAPA 16-003 and 16-005 TLK Marketing versus the Guam Visitors Bureau. Prior to break, we believe Mr. DeKnight is no longer present. Will the purchasing agency please identify the new representative?
Yes, good afternoon. Again, my name is Thomas Fisher. I'm an attorney representing the Guam Visitors Bureau. With me here this afternoon is Ms. Tello Taitigui with the Guam Visitors Bureau for management.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Ms. Tang. You have your next witness?
Yes, I have Mr. Pangolin is here. I think Ms. Kono will be stepping in.
Right? Yes.
Thank you. So would you like to call Mr. Pangolin?
Mr. Pangolin, please.
Please leave your bag back and your iPhone. Thank you.
Can I bring anything up with me?
You could bring a pen or a paper.
Or
pen and a pen, but not paper.
Paper. No paper. Paper.
Solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Please be seated.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pangolin.
Afternoon.
In front of you, there's a stack of documents. Those are exhibits. So they're enumerated. There's some tabs on them, but there are also dividers that identify the exhibits. So I may refer you to one or more of them. And there are some loose exhibits. They should be sequential, but they are new exhibits that will be added to that set. Okay. Have you ever testified as a witness?
As a witness?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have.
In what cases?
Many years ago. I was working with Mobil Oil Guam at the time, and there was a trial with one of its dealers, Mr. Michael Park.
Oh, I believe that's our case.
I believe I was the star witness.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you some questions about your background and education. So do you have a degree?
Yes.
College degree?
Yes, I do. I have a bachelor in marketing from the University of Guam.
All right. And when did you receive that degree?
97 or 98.
Any advanced degrees?
No.
Subsequent to getting a degree, did you go to get employment?
Before my degree? Yes.
After you got your degree?
Oh, subsequent to it. Yes, yes.
And where did you work?
Started my career at Mobil Oil Guam, and then after about 3.5 years, jumped into the telecom industry. I worked for 3 different telecom companies: IT&E, GTA, and Docomo Pacific. In between those 3 jobs, I started my own business at the time and ran it for a couple of years. Also, it was called Malfunction Productions. But after Docomo was my stint with public service with the government of Guam, and I spent 2 years as the GITA administrator, and then the following 2 years as the GBP general manager.
Okay, when were you the GITA administrator?
2000 January, I believe it was whatever the President's Day Tuesday was, January 2011, all the way through. Almost the same day, exactly 2 years.
2013?
From 11 to 13, correct.
Okay, after GITA, you went to GBB?
Right into GBB.
And your position there was GM?
I was a general manager, yes.
Okay. And you started February
1,
2013?
At GBB?
GBB.
No, I started almost the same day, January, mid to late January.
And when did you leave?
I left exactly on, I believe my last day was on January 31st, 2015.
Why did you leave?
Left to pursue my interest in private business. I had always said that it was just a part-time thing. I was doing something to help out the administration, help out the island, and did 4 good years and 2 good jobs, and it was time to move on and get back into the private sector.
Okay, and what private businesses are you involved in? Have you been involved in since leaving GITA?
Since leaving GITA?
GVB, excuse me.
Oh, yes, since leaving GVB, a number of different projects. I like to call it just different projects. I'm currently in the middle of about 5 to 7 different projects right now. I have a license as a business consultant, and that's what my current business license is. And so with each of these different projects, I'm hired on as a consultant.
Okay, what is the name of your business?
I call it KP Consulting, but my business license just says Carl Pangolinan.
Is it a sole proprietor?
Correct.
Do you have any staff?
0.
Do you have an office?
No.
Home office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could you say yes or no, because it cannot pick up your proof?
Okay.
Thank you. So, yes?
Yes, at home.
Home office. So, when did KP Consulting... When did you start doing work under KP Consulting?
I started doing work maybe around May of 2015, a few months after I left GVB.
Okay. And what type of work did you do?
Again, just project-based consulting work.
Who are your clients?
I've got a number of clients. Right now, currently, Chris Torres is one of my larger clients. Bob Salas.
Who?
Chris Torres.
Oh.
Yeah. Chris Torres, Bob Salas. I do some work for, a few other companies.
Any of the Calvo businesses?
0.
Okay. How about the government?
The government?
Yes.
Directly with the government?
Or indirectly?
Indirectly, I am a consultant for the firm that was awarded the GVB marketing contract.
Would that be HIC?
HIC, correct.
When did your consulting agreement begin?
The consulting agreement was, I have a agreement that was dated February 2nd, 2000, of this year, 2016.
Okay. How were you approached? Who approached you to be consultant for HIC?
Who approached me?
Yes.
The CEO, Mr. Park, and maybe one of his staff.
That'd be Don Park?
Correct.
Who is his staff?
Gosh, one of the girls, I don't remember her name, could have been Gemma or Hannah.
She a local individual, or she resides in Korea?
In Seoul.
All right. So does Mr. Park?
Correct.
How were you contacted? By phone, in writing, email?
Initially, through messaging, through KakaoTalk. It's sort of the WhatsApp of Korea.
Okay. When did that communication occur? Before February 2016.
Of course, yes.
How long before that?
Not too long before that. Within 30 days.
Okay. What did you discuss?
I believe so the RFP hit the streets sometime, I want to say, in fourth quarter of 2015. And, there was just the possibility and the opportunity for my assistance with my history and knowledge and experience in the tourism industry. So it was just kind of, at the time, it was just back and forth chatter,
mm-hmm.
and just discussing an opportunity.
The discussion regarding the opportunity began when, to the best of your recollection?
The early part of this year.
Okay. Would that be beginning of January?
Mid-January, we'll say, yeah.
And And what did those discussions entail?
What did the discussions
entail? For example, did you talk about what your involvement might be, how you could help?
Yeah, there's, ways I could be helpful. They were in the middle of preparing a proposal to respond to the RFP. And so, just real general, review, where I think I can add some color, possible little bits of things that I could be helpful with.
So did you review the RFP before it was submitted?
No. Before it was submitted?
A draft of it, if you will.
The draft of it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you review HIC's proposal before it was submitted?
Before it was submitted, yes.
Okay.
Before it was submitted, yes, I did.
Okay.
And I believe it was submitted on the
8th of February.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you recall approximately when that exchange might have occurred?
The exchange?
When you may have received that draft?
It was after I had a signed contract with them. So anywhere from the 2nd through the 8th was the time that I started looking, actually doing work for them.
I see. And when they engaged you, strike that, the terms of your consultancy agreement, what were the financial terms?
The financial terms?
Yes.
It was really, I don't want to say left wide open, but I guess in a sense it was left wide open. I have a copy of the contract. I don't know if you have a copy of it, but I can certainly read you the terms of the contract. Regarding specifically compensation, but I know for certain that I mentioned that I would assist and do some work with them without compensation for a 3-month period, and on month number 4 after they had, it was almost sort of like an audition, if you will, where I offered up my services without compensation. Until after 3 months, and if they saw that I had some contribution to the company, to the cause, to their objectives, then at that point we would sit down and negotiate a reasonable rate.
So would it be fair to say that your continuing involvement also would be dependent on them HIC being awarded a contract?
Would that be fair to say? I don't think so. No.
So if they didn't get a contract, would you still have a job?
With
month 4 come around?
With them? Probably not. No. Unless there were other opportunities that they were chasing that they felt my skill set was applicable for.
What in particular, I know you've got a lot of experience. So in terms of skill sets, what, in your opinion, did you think you were bringing to the table with respect to HIC's proposal?
With their proposal? It was a marketing contract. Mm-hmm. I'm a marketing major. I spent many years within my career with that as the central focus or my central sort of thing to do on a daily basis. So, it was really just my marketing expertise.
Okay. And also, I think my recollection of the proposal is that the HIC team were all Koreans and Korean-based individuals, correct?
Right.
And your involvement would give them a Guam face and a Guam expertise, Guam, your skill set, your expertise, and
yes,
the local contact. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes or no? Yeah, you have to respond yes.
Yes.
She's not done answering the question, so I'm just kind of...
Okay, sorry. Okay, yes. Okay, so I'm done.
Okay. Can you start over?
Okay, so I don't remember that. So the Korean, the HIC team were predominant, are all Korean individuals residing in Korea, correct?
Yes.
And you, with your skill sets that you just enumerated and described, in your background marketing, your experience with these government agencies, and also the fact that you were local and available on Guam, were important factors for HIC was a big plus for HIC.
Yes,
that's what you brought to the table.
Yes, that's
objection. It's calling for speculation. HIC's motive.
Yeah, that's sustained. But you can talk about that's sustained. You can rephrase.
I'm going to rephrase. Yeah, so that's okay. Thank you. So, do you think that your skills contribute what I just described? Your skills, your experience, being a local face. And also for the local contact, do you think that you contributed significantly to HIC?
To their proposal or to their presentation or to, I don't understand
any
the
one
question.
Of those.
I don't understand the question.
Any one of those. Let's talk about it. How about to their proposal?
I don't think me having, being a Guam resident or my name being Carl Pangley had any assistance at all with the proposal, and actually I wasn't in the proposal at all.
Okay, we'll get to that. How about the evaluation?
For the evaluation side and the actual presentation, did being local assist? Sure, I think it helped in terms of being able to deliver a good presentation that was cogent and that the evaluation team hopefully was able to comprehend. I guess that's about it.
Right. So you feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you, the big contribution you brought to the table was for the evaluation portion and the presentation portion.
On the presentation, my contribution was during the presentation. Yes.
Okay. Was that one of the key items that you were committed to spread that? Were you, when you agreed to come on board as the consultant on February 2nd, 2000, did your contract require that you be the presenter?
Did my contract require that it be that I be the presenter?
Yes.
No.
Did you discuss that?
Did I discuss the possibility of me presenting?
Yes.
Sure, that came up, yeah.
Okay.
And ultimately, I was the presenter.
I think you were the natural choice. The best choice. Obviously, yeah. So, with respect to going back to the proposal, seeing as you had a consultant agreement, you're familiar with the affidavit number one, which is the...
is that in here?
Yes. Would you like me to direct you to that?
Please.
Okay, sure. I'll do that. So go into exhibit one, which should be the first exhibit on the staff. This is staff. And it's roughly, it's near the back. So look for base number 41 on the bottom right-hand corner.
On the separate stack or in this?
No, big stack.
41?
Yes.
No, in the very early.
Page 41.
Yes.
Okay.
There's the numbering. Oh, you're too far back, I think, already.
38, 39, 40, 41. 41. Okay. Yes, affidavit number one.
Okay. Are you familiar with this affidavit?
Can I just have a... I am, but
sure.
Can I just have
a
second to... yes, I am familiar with this. This is where Mr. Park had indicated the number of shareholders and their percentage of interest. Yes.
I'll be happy to show you HICs. Would you like to see that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go to exhibit number two, which is several pages. It begins several pages after the current exhibit, and unfortunately.
Not
yeah, it's if you okay. If you go to there's a number page 91. It's three pages after 91.
Yes, I got.
And this is the same as GBB's C, right?
Form. Yes.
This one.
Affidavit number one.
I'm saying the exhibit that you're, exhibit two is the same as their C, right?
No, I'm not familiar with their exhibit, so I could check, but
I think it is.
Yes, I'm looking at affidavit number one that is signed by Mr. Mark.
In exhibit two, right?
It's not marked.
No, okay, I'm just, for the record, it's exhibit two, HIC's affidavit number one. And it's three pages after page 91 of exhibit two.
After page 92.
Right, I'm sorry, 91, my mistake. Yeah, it's three pages after that.
I think you have it.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, so everybody's on the same page, right? Okay, so.
Literally and figuratively.
All right, and have you seen this document before?
Yes, I have.
And when did you see it?
Sometime before the 8th of February.
Okay, and this is prior to submission to GDB, right?
Correct.
Okay, do you see exhibit, so subsection A, or
mm-hmm.
section A,
mm-hmm.
this HIC, and then it has all of these individuals as their owners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sedon Park is Mr. Don Park?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then
yes.
Chungchunda Park is number the second person?
Chundu Park.
Who is that?
Oh, I'm not sure of who Chundu Park is. I'm not aware of who Chundu Park is.
Is it a spouse?
I don't.
Okay. How about Ok Chung Lee?
I only know Sedon Park of these four.
Over the four individuals.
Correct.
Okay. And then you see subsection B or section B?
Yes.
And it says, I state that the persons who have received are entitled to receive a commission, gratuity, or other compensation for procuring or assisting in obtaining business related to the bidder proposal for which this affidavit is submitted are as follows. And it states none.
It correctly states none.
Okay. And why do you think it's correct?
Because there wasn't anybody outside of ownership who was entitled to compensation in any of these forms, commission, gratuity, or any other form, myself included.
Okay, so you did not, well actually, did you have any discussions with the HIC about whether your consulting relationship should be disclosed in section B of affidavit number one?
I don't recall if there was any direct communication about that, but I also remember reviewing this before the proposal was turned in to GBB. And again, I thought he correctly stated that there was none because there wasn't.
When you say he correctly stated.
He correctly stated none in the affidavit.
Mr. Park.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Did you?
Could I just interrupt you just
sure.
for a point of clarification? Mr. Don Park is listed as the CEO.
Yes.
Don Park. Is Mr. Don Park any one of these people? Any one of the four?
Sedon Park.
Sedon Park is Don Park.
Yes.
Thank you. I just wanted to find out the relationship.
He better be. I'm almost certain that that's him.
And just to clarify further, and that's the primary person you were in communication about the possibility of working with them.
Right.
Don.
Yes.
Don Park, the CEO is.
Yes.
Okay. And again, just Don Park is Sedon Park.
I'm almost certain that that's him.
Thank you. Sorry, just wanted to clarify that.
And. In reviewing the HIC proposal before its submission, what was your role as a reviewer?
Exactly that, a reviewer. I mean, from things as basic but necessary to review grammar, to review sentence structure, to review flow of content. But then also with, you know, some of my marketing expertise, you know, wanting to ensure that where they were stating, you know, different strategies within their marketing programs, I would probably make some minor edits to what was already worked on by the team.
Okay. Do you know who prepared the, I'll call it the draft proposal?
There was a team. There was a whole team.
HIC?
Of individuals.
All right. You mentioned that you had a copy of your consulting agreement. Do you have that in hand?
Yes.
May I ask the copy of it to be made?
No, that request will be denied.
Okay, may I ask the basis?
The basis is the parties were required to submit their exhibits prior to the hearing of this matter, and we don't want to do discovery in the midst of the appeal hearing on the merits.
Understood. It's okay. All right. So, Mr. Pangalinan, with respect to your agreement, how many months has it been in effect? February, March, April, May, June. So we're now in July. We're in August now. So it's almost 6 months.
We'll call it 6 months, yeah.
Almost, beginning of 6 months.
July.
Okay.
Six months have passed, yes.
Have you received monetary compensation?
Yes, I have.
And can you tell us when it began and the amount?
I have a copy of my first invoice. Can I refer to that so that I can properly answer that question?
What we're trying to avoid is the introduction of additional exhibits that were not.
Okay, that's fine.
To the best of your knowledge.
Yeah,
that's fine. So for 90 days, that would have been February, March, and April. I had actually indicated hours worked on my bill to HIC. There was hours worked. And the unit rate was at zero, so they were charged zero for the months of February, March, and April. For May and June, in my July invoice to them, I think there was probably roughly about less than $3,000 worth of billable hours that I charged to HIC.
For May through June?
No, in February, March, April. So. In June, I invoiced them for May hours, and then in July, I invoiced them for June hours.
Do you recall approximately how much your May invoice was?
Anywhere from $2,500 to $3,000.
And how much is June?
That was the June.
I'm sorry. How much work did you bill for work performed in June?
It was the same amount for that June and that July.
Is it a flat rate?
It's an hourly rate.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your hourly rate?
$75.
Okay. Do you recall...
Just for clarification, because you said you were billing for May and June. You had billed them in May, because you said February, March, April were... you noted the hours worked, but zero rate, correct?
February, March, and April were... There were hours worked, but at a zero rate.
Correct. And then you billed... May, billed them... And
correct.
Then June, you built them.
Correct.
And so how much was May, how much was June approximately? Was it 3,000 total for the 2 months?
Total
or 3,
for the 2 months.
Each?
For May and June.
Combined.
Billed in July for hours worked in May and June was a total of about $2,500 to $3,000.
Oh, you didn't bill them until July for the work done in May and
May
June.
May and June.
Okay. And that was just under 3.
Right, and the hours were also indicated for February, March, and April in that same invoice. That was the first time I had invoiced them, and that indicated a zero hourly rate.
And your hourly is approximately $75 an hour.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to clear in my mind.
The first time was right. I actually also misunderstood, so that was good that we clarified that. Do you recall how many hours you billed in the month of February, March, and April?
The contract was up to 40 hours per month, And I've never exceeded 40 billable hours to HIC for any given month. I don't recall the actual hours billed, but I mean, I can give you what the ceiling was.
Okay, but do you recall if you came pretty close to the ceiling?
In which months?
Let's start with February.
I may have, yeah.
How about March?
March, it may have gone a little down.
Okay, and how about April?
Roughly about the same.
Okay.
And it's been consistent.
Yeah. All right, and do you have a reimbursement for out-of-pocket expenses?
No, that's not part of the agreement.
So do you do any traveling for HIC?
I've done travel.
For HIC?
Right.
And where have you traveled?
I've traveled to Korea.
Okay, and at events, certain events?
Yes.
Are they GBB events?
Right.
Can you tell me which events they were?
There's about two or three large travel shows that happen around the same time. And everyone in the industry is out there around the same time. So I want to say that was maybe late May or early June sometime.
Okay.
Ish.
And what was your, did you represent HIC?
Did I represent HIC? Yes.
Yes. Was this at the
HANA and KOPFA?
So this one was at the KOPFA, Korean what is the acronym for KOPFA? I mean acronym for which organization? HANA. There was a HANA tour, correct?
And there was they ran simultaneously.
HANA tour fair and Korea travel fair, June 9th to June 12th.
That sounds right.
And you were there? In what capacity?
I was there in the capacity of, I was a consultant for HIC.
Maybe if you can explain what, as a consultant, did you do for them, for HIC, on this trip?
On this trip, in June, there were several meetings with the travel trade. There was a large MICE group, which is a big travel category that GBB has been chasing for a long time and trying to garner more business out of. So there was a large MICE group that there was a presentation and a MOA that I believe was signed between GBB and this MICE organization.
Okay.
And then, yeah, after that was just general trade show meetings and events.
Were you the lead person for HIC?
No.
Who was the lead?
That would be Mr. Park.
Okay, so were you accompanied Mr. Park?
Well, because he couldn't be in two places at one time, and like I said, both shows ran simultaneously. We would split the teams.
Okay.
And so for a day or two, I was at KOPFA, and then maybe another day at HANA.
So your plane ticket and your hotel expenses and your per diem, to the best of your knowledge, who's paying for that?
To Korea?
Yes.
HIC would cover that.
All right. Do you know if they're passing that on to GIDA? GBB, excuse me.
Do I know that? No, I haven't seen the billing specifically for that.
Okay. Do you know if they will?
I think that would be an allowable expense.
Okay. Do you remember a trip in April 14, 2016 for the Korean Professional Baseball Players Association?
2016?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I do.
All right. And
the question was travel on that date?
I'm sorry. It's do you remember a travel to Korea on April 14, 2016 for the Korean Professional Baseball Players Association MOU ceremony?
Yes, I do.
And you represented HIC at that function?
Yes, I did.
At that event, excuse me. And same capacity as the previous event that we just discussed?
As the previous event that you discussed, yes. I mean, as a consultant.
Same terms on the reimbursement of travel costs?
Yeah, I don't recall, but yes, I believe it was the same arrangements.
Okay.
Just a point of clarification in his, on your travel, may I, Mrs. Kay?
Yes.
Did you pay your travel and expense reimbursement from AHIC, or did they pay your travel, like buy your ticket?
They arranged for my travel and accommodations.
Okay, so you didn't have to make an out-of-pocket expenditure?
No.
Okay, thank you. You yourself directly, they just took care of it, though?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on, I just misplaced. Place something, and just give me a moment to go get it. When does your contract term end?
I don't know that.
If HIC were to no longer have a contract with GBB, would that be a termination provision in that contract?
No.
Okay. Did you go to Korea before February 8th, 2016 to work on the proposal with HIC?
No.
Did they come to you, Ong Wong, to work with you on the HIC proposal?
They were here before February 8th, yes.
Okay, do you recall when they were here?
Sorry, Ms. Tang, so you were asking them before February, did he travel on behalf of HIC?
No, I'm sorry, I asked him before February 8th, 2016, which is the submission date.
Was I in Korea?
When he went to Korea to work with HIC on their proposal, and I think the answer is no.
I was not in Korea to help with.
Right, and then I asked, did HIC individuals or persons come to Guam to work with him before February 2016 on the proposal? Please answer.
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember approximately when?
What day of the week is the 8th? Was the 8th?
We'll look it up in a moment.
Yeah, we can find it.
I can.
February 8th was a Monday.
That was a Monday? Okay, so yeah, they were on island probably the Thursday or Friday before the Monday it was submitted.
So that was February 4th or 5th.
4th or 5th-ish, yeah.
Okay, and did you, those meetings occurred Thursday and Friday, as you said, right? Who was Ong Wong from HIC?
Oh. There was Gemma, there was Ryan, and Anna. And then they came in a day before Mr. Park did.
Okay, Mr. Don Park.
Yes.
Sid Don Park. When did Mr. Park arrive?
A day after they did.
Maybe Friday?
Probably Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Work through the weekends?
Right.
Do you know an individual named John Coe?
Do I know John Coe?
Yes.
Yes.
And do you work with John Coe?
We have done and are in the middle of a couple of projects, yes.
And are those projects in connection with HIC?
No.
And he owns NetTour, correct?
Yes.
Are you aware of any relationship between John Coe or his company and HIC?
No. Relationships?
Any kind of relationships, financial, contractual?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with the issues in this protest? Or this appeal, excuse me.
Am I familiar with the issues?
Are you familiar with the issues?
No, not all of them.
Has anyone spoken to you about this appeal?
Aside from what I've read in the newspaper, I mean, has anybody spoken to me? Yeah, I mean, a few people have spoken to me. I operate in the business community here, and they read the same paper that I do, and so I may have told them that I was involved in the GBB Korea marketing office, and so, yeah, there's, I don't have a list of...
Have you met with, or discussed this appeal with Nate tonight?
With Nate tonight, no.
Yes. About Pilar Laguania?
Pilar, no.
About Gina Kono?
Gina, no.
Anyone else at GBB you might have discussed this?
This specific appeal? No.
Okay. Is Mr. Fisher your attorney?
Tom Fisher, my attorney?
Is he your attorney?
No.
Okay. Did you discuss anything with him?
No.
About this appeal? Or did you discuss outside right before this hearing?
No, I think you did a, just a, you, the question was, did you discuss anything with Mr. Fisher? And then I didn't quite hear the response.
Oh, I said no.
No.
Have I discussed anything with Mr. Fisher about this appeal? No.
You stepped out right before you took the seat there.
Right.
What did you discuss with Mr. Fisher?
Nothing. I used the restroom.
It's counterfactual. There was no discussion outside.
Okay, so did you ask him whether or not he discussed anything with Mr. Fisher?
Right. I heard Mr. Fisher ask you to step out to talk to you right before you sat in that seat. And I'm asking what...
So I think the way Ms. Tang asked him whether or not, maybe ask him, did Mr. Fisher ask him to talk to him before the hearing? Establish
okay,
that
sure,
first.
Sure,
rather
I'll do that.
Because otherwise you're making yourself...
Right, right, right. I understand. Thank you. So... before you took the stand, or the hot seat, did Mr. Fisher ask you to step outside to speak to you?
Absolutely not.
Ms. Gina Kono.
Okay.
I was with your attorney in the restroom. You can account for my time.
Using the lesson.
I'm not sure I want to know what happened in there either, so that's okay. How did you prepare for the presentation? What did you do?
How?
Mm-hmm. What did you do?
I like to think that's something I do well. I mean, it's one of my strong suits. How do I prepare for them? I mean, just with the general, just like any other general outline, and you know, this is gonna be the flow of information, and this is the slide flow, and here we're organizing our thoughts, and with computers open, and notes being taken. And
okay, did you work with HIC?
On the presentation, yes.
Was it on Guam, or you prepared? In Korea?
On Guam.
All right, so they flew here to meet with you again?
Prior to the presentation.
Right,
yes.
So would that be the second visit with you on the RFP?
After
first being
submission?
The,
and
yeah,
then
first being the preparation of the submission.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm directing you to Exhibit 2, which is the HIC proposal. And I, you know, if we just flip pages, it's page 8. And there's, it says YHIC up top, it's the executive summary.
YHIC.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then under the heading HIC overview,
yes.
First sentence, founded in 2006 as SD Farm, and Korea then changed its name to HIC in 2013. Did you ever have any discussions with HIC's individual about who SD Farm is?
Did I have any discussion about who SD Farm is?
Yes, with anyone at HIC.
No.
Do you know who is SD Farm?
If SD Farm is HIC.
And let me ask you to go to page 11, which is three pages after the page that you're on. I'm looking at the corporate history. I'll see that. 2006, it says SD Farms in Incheon. So I think you just testified that SD Farm is HIC, right?
SD Farm became HIC.
Right. So what is your understanding? What do you mean when you say it became HIC?
I mean, companies go through name changes all the time. And I think SD Farm into HIC was just that, a simple name change.
Who told you that?
I don't know if I had to be told that.
I mean, how did you get that understanding?
It's right here in the corporate history. So in my review of the proposal, I had just known them always as HIC. And then looking back, oh, they started off as SD Farm. There are a ton of companies that have gone through name changes and brand changes. And yeah, I mean.
Okay, so.
So the HIC that I was dealing with, if I was dealing with them 10 years ago, it would have been SD Farm.
Your understanding, plain and simple, is it's just a name change.
Yes.
Same company. Different name.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Did you have occasion to speak to anyone outside of HIC about the SD Farm's name change?
I don't recall. No.
Have you ever seen any documents that show that SD Farm changes name to HIC?
No, I haven't seen it.
Sorry, Ms. Tang, I need to take just a moment, okay?
Sure.
Just give me a moment.
You want to take a break?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we can take a 5-minute break.
We're off the record at 3:50 p.m.